This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Inside Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes. Today, we're talking with John Mark Hart and Jared Stevenson, and we're going to talk about the Gospel Project, an ongoing project of Christ Community at Rancho Village, and it's really fascinating. You're going to enjoy hearing about it. So welcome to the podcast, guys.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having us, Chris.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us a little bit about the Gospel Project. It's been something y'all done for a little while, and like, I don't know how many years, but tell about how it got started and what you're doing.
Yeah, it started in 2011, and we had planted Christ Community Church in South Oklahoma City in 2010, and we didn't really have a traditional plant. The plant team was 8 people, and we basically just moved into some apartment complexes and started building relationships and sharing the gospel in Southwest 59th Street. It's an inner-city community, very ethnically diverse. So we saw a lot of people responding to the gospel in that first year of our church, and a lot of young men in particular were responding to the gospel. We were starting lots of children's programming, after-school Bible studies and stuff like that. Right. So as we were moving into that, really the second year of our church, but coming up on the summer, there were 2 of us on full-time staff, me and a guy named Jordan Bell. And I started saying, how about we pray that God will give us 3 to 5 college students that can just come live with us for the summer, that we're going to disciple them, invest in them deeply, but also we're going to take them with us to be doing what we've been doing, because we've been going around sharing the gospel, starting evangelistic Bible studies, discipling people, kind of starting some mercy ministries in that community. So it'll be life-on-life discipleship. It'll be on-the-job missions training. Right. So I said, I'm going to pray for 3 to 5, and Jordan said, I'm going to pray for 15 to 20. So he prayed for 15 to 20, and we had 18 people show up.
Well, we knew who was praying, right?
That's right. But I hadn't really planned this to be like a built-out program. It was going to be like 3 guys are just going to come live with us for the summer. So now all of a sudden we're like scrambling to put this together, this program. But God bless it so much that first year. You know, we had to pray a lot because we were feeding these people. They were living in our homes. And so a bunch of other Baptist churches around the area kind of partnered with us and helped us feed everybody and find places to stay for everybody. But they would come out with us, and we would do, we call it Adventure Club, but it's basically Vacation Bible School, but we do it outside in apartment complexes for kids that have never been to church. We do do 1 or 2 of those every week. We do a lot of block parties in the evening where we're just taking out hot dogs in a bounce house and building relationships. When we do that, we're sharing the gospel and looking for, you know, what we call a person of peace from Matthew 10, someone that wants to open their home for a Bible study. So we were doing lots of just basic outreach stuff like that with them, but we were also meeting with them in the mornings and the evenings to do Bible study and some intensive discipleship. And God just really blessed it. So after that first year, it was go, go, go all the time, lots of fruitfulness. We probably saw about 50 people come to know Christ that first year.
Wow.
And the 18 that were in, it grew so much that afterwards you're like, that was exhausting and awesome, and let's plan to do it next year and make a plan. And so that was the birth of the Gospel Project. And so we started doing that every year. And part of our heart was, it's going to help us with outreach ministry in South Oklahoma City, but also young people that God has touched their heart in a special way that they want to be involved in missions and church planning. This will give them opportunity to experience it on the ground with coaching and mentoring, kind of an apprentice model. And so that next year, 2012, as we recruited for it, Jared Stevenson was one of the guys that came and did it. He had come to know the Lord in college, and he can share some of his story if he wants to, but he came and did the Gospel Project and grew a lot that summer. And now, fast forward, it's 2022. We've been doing it for a while. Jared is now one of the pastors at our church. He leads a lot of our outreach ministry and apartment complexes, and he leads the Gospel Project. And so over that period of time, we've seen a lot of people come to know the Lord, but also a lot of great leaders. We've seen some IMB missionaries and church planters and others that have kind of got their feet wet in ministry during the Gospel Project, and now they're out serving all over the place.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me a little bit about like sort of like collegiate ministries, summer missions meets missionary lab. Community evangelism. It's got all the things. Can you walk through like a typical experience, Jared? What happens during the summer during the Gospel Project?
Yeah. Well, like John Mark was saying, it's an intentional deep discipleship. We're inviting people to the very life of the church and the life of one another, those who are mentoring and for the summer. And you know, one of the typical days looks like waking up in the morning, spending time with Jesus, mm-hmm. really getting in the Word, meditating on it, getting our foundation set there so that we can be sent out mm-hmm. as people who go up into the Lord. Mm-hmm. And as we go up to the Lord, God sends us to a people, and we end up going out into the community doing several different events. I'll tell you more about kind of some of the stuff we're doing this summer, but typically in the past has been venture clubs, which is like backyard VBS in the right. community. Mm-hmm. And so we take it to the church, to the people in the community. Mm-hmm. Go into different apartment complexes, sharing the gospel of Jesus with them. And then we come back and eat and fellowship and read and pray the Psalms together. So again, getting our hearts back mm-hmm. centered on the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then we go back out into the community again and do some form of event. And typically, sometimes on Mondays and Fridays, we will finish with some kind of big celebration, a block party. Mm-hmm. We're inviting the whole community to meet us and to get to know them and share the gospel with them and continue to build those relationships. And then we go to sleep and wake up and do it again and have different other nights where we have different training opportunities and where we deep dive into the deep books and meditate on those. So
you have your students that come and others who want to volunteer, assume it's not only students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So what do they stay in apartments with folks, or what's the logistics there? And do they bring their own resources and to food, or, you know, I've never been a part of this. So
yeah. So in the past, it's been free, completely free. We provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they typically stay with somebody from the church that is a trusted member of the church that we vet and mm-hmm. Call to accountability, and mm-hmm. they open their homes up and allow people to come and stay mm-hmm. with them for the summer. And in the future, we're kind of moving to a different model, but we can talk more about that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, and then you concentrate on different areas of town, or is it one apartment complex the entire summer, or how does it work?
We are going deep in Southwest Oklahoma City, but not just one complex. So they'll all do ministry. We have Bible studies every week in about 9 different apartment complexes. So they will come help do some ministry in those places. Often also they'll be helping us share the gospel in a new apartment complex where we're not yet. But one of the cool things too, when we started out in 2011, apartment ministry was really the main thing we were focused on. Now we're still doing that, but there's other things. So we have a schools ministry team that's partnering with public schools. And so over the summer, they're going to get to help with a STEAM camp, which is a partnership with some public schools where they're helping some kids with engineering and math and science and technology things. So there's an academic component, but also mm-hmm. because it's a church partnering with the school, we have freedom to share the gospel and do discipleship as part of that. We started a medical clinic, Hilltop Clinic, that's providing high-quality medical care for uninsured and underinsured kids. So now we have the opportunity to do some health fairs out in the community. So there's different things like that that have developed in the ministry of our church. Uh-huh. And so now they're coming. So they're really getting to be immersed in a very holistic inner-city ministry model over the course of the summer.
Yeah. Talk about the summer.
Yeah. So, yeah, as Jean-Marc was talking about, we're going to do very similar things, but with a little bit of kind of more of what is the heart of our church. Heart of our church is definitely to reach those who have not heard the gospel, but also we have some different, you know, ministries and organizations that we've catalyzed out of the church to meet the needs of those who are around us strategically. And so one of those is the STEAM camp that he's talking about this summer. And another one is and doing those health fairs, but also we now have as we merged with Rancho Village, we now have a building, and so now we want to welcome people to us as well as going to the people. We always want to keep that as part of our mm-hmm. DNA, but also one of the ways that we can welcome people and get them into some of the internals of our church is we're going to have a VBS over the summer in our building as well, and so we'll have kind of some of the similar things that we do where we wake up, read the scriptures, go out with different things, but we're also going to be going to False Creek this summer.
Nice.
We're going to be taking some kids down to Mission Arlington this mm-hmm. summer for some intentional mission training there, some youth, that is.
Right.
And And so, yeah, there's going to be a lot of fun this summer. Yeah.
One of the cool things that Jared has started in our church is for many years as we were doing apartment ministries, that those ministries are reaching adults, youth, and children. But as anybody who's done that kind of work knows, a lot of times it's a lot of children first who it comes. Right. And we were seeing lots of kids respond to the gospel when we were walking with them as they were getting older. And then when they became teenagers, it was just clear a lot of them were coming from rough family backgrounds, maybe didn't have a dad in the home, maybe family members in prison, very unstable. So they were just needing more than what they could get, you know, at church and maybe at a Bible study. And so Jared built an after-school program for teenagers, which is several hours long in midweek that has sports and mentoring and art and all sorts of fun parts of it, as well as some intentional Bible teaching. And so there's a whole bunch of youth that have been running around with our church as a part of that after school program all year round that are going to be around too, and they'll get to invest in them. So there's just lots of fun discipleship stuff going on all over the place that they're going to get to dip their toes into.
Like a very, very rich with opportunity in gospel and in discipleship. What are some of the needs you've identified in the community? What is the kind of like your area that you serve? Like you talk about southeast or southwest Oklahoma City. You know, what are some of the areas you?
So if you think define it really broadly, and then we can get narrower where we're focused. But really broadly, you can think about the square of highways between 240, 44, 35, and 40. And so that's about 22 square miles. That's an extremely ethnically diverse area. The largest group is Hispanic Latino, which is what it's most well known for.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of African American, Black folks. There's a lot of White folks. There's a lot of Asian folks. There's a lot of Native American folks. So it's a really diverse area, with a few little exceptions. Though it's pretty overwhelmingly low income, under-resourced community. About a third of the households in that area have a household income of $15,000 or less per year. So there's a lot of poverty, and there's a lot of the challenges. There's the beauty and the challenges that come with urban poverty in America. So there's a lot of radical hospitality. There's a lot of incredible resilience. There's a lot of mercy. There's a lot of people with deep faith that pray and know how to trust God to provide for their families. But there's also, you know, just challenges. I mentioned fatherlessness, you know, substance abuse challenges and schools that are struggling and that kind of a thing. So there's real spiritual need and opportunity, but there's also need and opportunity to love people in very holistic ways. So we mentioned public health is a big concern. Education is a big concern. Tutoring, you know, kids. There's a lot of data showing things like if kids are below reading level in third grade, it exponentially increases their chances of dropping out of high school, which exponentially increases their chances of ending up in jail. And about 86% of the kids before the pandemic and the schools in that neighborhood were below reading level in third grade. And so after the pandemic, all the challenges that's created, you know, it's much school. Higher. So huge academic needs that have a big impact generationally on human flourishing. So for us, stepping into some of those areas of felt need and real need and loving people at that point of contact is a big important part of what we're doing. And Jared briefly mentioned Christ Community Church was planted in 2010, recently merged with Rancho Village Baptist Church. Those were already both multi-ethnic churches, and Rancho Village brought a lot more strength in the Spanish language ministry than what we had. So there's a bilingual element to what we're doing now, which is great. So that's part of the excitement of people that have a heart for missions is you're doing evangelism and discipleship right here, but there's also like cross-cultural missions. You get to cross like five different cultures, you know, over the course of a summer, learn a lot about multi-ethnic ministry, ethnic reconciliation that's centered in Jesus. So a lot of fun learning experiences.
You know, I had an opportunity to go to that launch service that y'all had when you merged, and there were like people from 9 ethnic backgrounds and 2 languages in there. That was really a representation of what the community really looks like. Well, talk about, like, if someone wants to get involved, like, they hear this, this sounds great, opportunity for me to be discipled in this context, or God's calling me to missions and I want to equip myself. What are some ways people can get involved with the Gospel Project?
Yeah. One of the ways that you can get involved is just visiting our website, and going to the Gospel Project page, watching some of the videos. You can also find it on YouTube, some of the stuff there, and just following the link there and reaching out to us. You can also email me personally. And I can, you know, maybe you can put it in a link or just description below my email, email me personally, and I would love to follow up with anybody who would like to come and be a part and hear more about what it was going on. We sometimes do tours with people. John Mark in the past is really great at doing tours with people, showing them around the South Side. If there's any kind of like church partnerships in general too, we do those sometimes as well. We've had in the past, we've had whole churches come and just kind of sponsor a block party, where they just come out and bring hot dogs and a grill, and that really does bless the Grossel Project a lot because the budget we have to raise that every year, and so so whenever churches come and partner in that regard, it's really a blessing to us. So there's several ways.
And so just to clarify this one thing, so. There's a couple levels of engagement. You can go on and being a member of the Gospel Project. That's June 1st through July 31st. And those people that do that, like we said, it's mostly college students and young adults. And it's a fully immersive, you know, 40 to 60 hour a week of ministry, life together, discipleship training, theological
that's
teaching.
That's intense, man.
That's intense, yeah. So that's the fully intense version. And we would love for young people, Oklahoma Baptists, that are passionate about God's call to mission for their lives to come spend a summer and let that feed them. You know, one of our families that we've sent out that's serving in a Middle Eastern context recently was telling us like the time that they spent doing that work was the best equipping that they had to prepare them for the kind of multi-ethnic ministry that they're doing in a majority Muslim context now. And so that's a great opportunity. But also for people that want to engage at an easier entry point, youth groups can come spend 3 or 4 days doing one of these adventure clubs with us. Right. We can provide the training and the curriculum. They come, get to share the gospel. We're there to help follow up afterwards. So that's a lot of fun. People can come for a one evening event to help us sponsor a block party. There's lots of little ways like that. And sometimes we'll also, if there's a church nearby that says, hey, we've got this outreach that we want to do that we need a little extra help, could somebody from the Gospel Project team come help us? We've gone and done that many times. So lots of ways to partner.
A lot of partnership within the square or whatever we're going to call it here.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Another way would be visit your church and just worship with you.
Sure.
And experience what God is doing there.
Yeah.
What else we need to know?
Yeah. Well, this summer, we just need your prayers. We covet your prayers. Mm-hmm. We really do. We loved to hear stories about God transforming our people after the fact. It's a really beautiful thing to hear, like, months afterwards, what God has done as a debriefing. And some of the things, you know, some of the deep needs for community, you know, as you look at the culture right now, there's a pandemic of loneliness. One of the things that the Gospel Project does offer that's kind of like, I guess you consider like ancillary, but it's really at the heart of what we do is deep community with other believers. And so we just really cover your prayers that this summer we'd be unified, we'd be one in Jesus. And as we serve the needs of the lost, that the lost would see the love that we have for one another, and they would want to give their life to Jesus and become part of the family as well. And so we just really, really cover your prayers, and we long for this summer for a lot of people to come to know Christ.
Yes, yes. One thing, I'll just follow up on what Jared said. So when we're talking about spiritual formation with Gospel Project participants, we often use the little phrase up, in, and out, talking about how when Jesus calls us to follow him, he's calling us up into a new and transforming relationship with God. He's calling us into a new community of love, and that community is diverse. It can be challenging, but it's beautiful and it's transformative. And then he's leading us out in the power of the Holy Spirit to bear witness to Christ and to his kingdom through our words and our deeds. And a lot of time people come to the Gospel Project because they're excited about the out part. But as Jared was saying, months and years later, they'll be saying, but the up and the in is what changed my life.
Right.
Like as I was ministering to people, I experienced deeper intimacy with God than I had before. I saw so many answers to prayer. I experienced the Holy Spirit using me in new ways that he hadn't before. And there's a certain kind of bonding that is like if you're in the trenches of mission with a group of people praying together, working together for an extended period of time like that, deep friendships have formed, you know, that have lasted for many, many years since then. And so All three of those, Jesus calling us up, in, and out, is part of the vision, part of what makes it so fun.
Wow. Sounds like y'all have a great summer ahead. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having us,
It's been great
Chris.
To be with you.
And I want to thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more like it at our website at baptistmessenger.com. Or search for us wherever you download podcasts. Just look for us. Search for Baptist Messenger and you'll find us. And while you're at baptistmessenger.com, be sure to subscribe to the print edition of our newspaper. It's free. We mail it to your house. And we always have something in there you can't find online. Thanks again and God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.